today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, the Victorious. Dear brothers, dear sisters, all Muslims all around the world, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is IRIB English Radio you're listening to, and this program, today's special. We are on the month of Behman, according to Solar Hijri calendar, and it is the anniversary of the victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Today is 22nd of Behman. Congratulations to this great victory. Congratulations on the auspicious anniversary of Behman 22nd, the date of Islamic Republic of Iran's victory. Today, Friday, is the 9th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Behman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We express our congratulations on the anniversary of Islamic Republic of Iran in 1979.
In the month of Behman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with
today's special. Free from imperialism. Independence was a demand of the Iranian nation in the revolution. This stemmed from the fact that the former regime was fully dependent on the U.S. and it took no decision without the Washington's information beforehand. Other countries like Britain, France, and Germany were also complicit with the U.S. in plundering the resources of Iran. Even the fabricated regime in Tel Aviv was engaged in looting the resources of the country. This was very humiliating and the nation couldn't tolerate it. The Islamic Revolution became a role model for other nations who seek to come out of the yoke of domineering powers and determine their efforts independently. Now the Islamic Republic of Iran, relying on the votes of the people, administers the country without foreign interference, and this has infuriated the Western colonialists, especially the great Satan, America.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Asta'in. In this episode, we are going to focus on the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. It was in 1979, in the winter of 1979, coinciding with 22nd of Behman, in the year 1357, Hijri calendar, that the Islamic Revolution of Iran, led by Imam Khomeini, reached its zenith and victory. In the beginning, the world superpowers, and mainly the Americans, couldn't anticipate the victory of the Islamic Revolution to take place so fast. However, with the coming back of Imam Khomeini soon after the Shah fled the country, his coming back, that is, Imam Khomeini's coming back, his return to Iran, just around 10 or 11 days before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, accelerated the currents of change in Iran. And it showed that the superpowers who tried to support the Shah failed in doing whatever they wished in order to maintain Shah in his place. On the other hand, it means that the Islamic Revolution of Iran showed that and proved in world politics that when a great mass revolution with profound inspirations from the Islamic religion, they get together, world superpowers can hardly accomplish anything considerable, let alone effectual. At the same time, we find that the Islamic Revolution of Iran showed that the Islamic ideals and ideals that used to be indicated in Islamic sources, in Shi'i sources, were capable of appearing in the form of a landslide and major national revolution against a king, and it put an end to the royal dynasty in Iran, and it was really a great change in world politics. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special. Islamic Revolution and Legacy of Martyrs. The month of Bahman 22nd is observed every year with tremendous patriotic fervor in Iran. It serves as a powerful reminder of what the foreign powers and their pawns inside the country did to destroy the sovereignty and independence of a nation and make it subservient to the West. While Imam Khomeini led the first phase of the revolution, that culminated with its victory, Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, has admirably led its second phase that continues till date. It is important to note here that this Islamic Revolution is not confined to Iran and Iranians. It is a guiding principle for every campaigner of truth and justice across the world. The glorious legacy of martyrs has inspired people in different corners of the world. That's precisely why we see rallies commemorating the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in different countries today. People relate to it. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the commemoration of victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Where is the place of Islamic Revolution in world calculations? One of the most important effects of the Islamic Revolution was disrupt the balance of power between the East and the West. We have seen the collapse of the Eastern Bloc, led by the Soviet Union, and predicted by Imam Khomeini, now the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khomeini has promised the decline of American domination. Despite all U.S. military, political, economic investments, and soft war in the region, the U.S. admitted that the Americans have failed and were not able to carry out their plans. It was the Islamic Revolution that, with strong logic and modern interpretation, presented a new discord according to the needs of Islamic communities and the environment. Before the Islamic Revolution, the issue of Palestine was being forgotten. But the Islamic Revolution changed the mindset and the issue was revived. The hasty plan and the deal of the century aimed at wiping out Palestine has been proposed because of the widespread Palestinian resistance. Of course, the Zionist regime and the West tried to tarnish the image of Islam with the terrorist acts of ISIS, but the culture and discourage of Islamic Revolution still persist and fascinate most oppressed nations.
There was the strong urge to want to divide the country, changing people against each other, giving different factions of the society different names, like being the Kurds or being the Arabs or being the Turks or everything else. There was in the 8-year war waged against Iran, where over 30 countries united to try to topple the Islamic Revolution. We had the clear history of the sanctions that existed against Iran, but yet Imam Khomeini became the voice of the oppressed. Against all these challenges, they were successfully able to continue on. Against all the fitnas and the seditions that existed inside of Iran and outside of Iran, they were still successful to achieve the goals that they had put there from the very beginning. So what kind of personality was he? This is clear evidence to seeing that after all of these years, since 1989 until this day today, we are still remembering the message of Imam Khomeini throughout the world, wherever it may be. Yes, the challenges still exist. Unfortunately, there are challenges within our very faith. There are people who try to categorize the Shia community based on their loyalty or affiliation to Iran. If someone has a very small hint of respect or reverence to the likes of a Sayyid al-Imam Khomeini, they are labeled straight away as being a Batri or a Bakri or all of these other things that unfortunately you have more local problems with. But the damage is also going to bring about awareness for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, knowing that we revere that hierarchy within our teachings. It is not possible for us to marginalize such a great portion of well-known, well-established, revered, highly respected ulama and maraji' who have that same or maybe even more stronger level of reverence and respect to the likes of Imam Khomeini and also to the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection on the anniversary of victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Thousands of congratulations to all free men and women all around the globe.